Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number three already. Time has exploded past us. And, well, the big news is the feds have put out a new fake terror alert, but because they've been caught so many times openly themselves being the sources of the reports that they always a few weeks, a few months later, or even sometimes a few days later have to admit is fake, now they're just using internet rumors. Of course, they don't tell us exactly where it came from, some young person. But you read what this website said. It was a regurgitation, word for word, of what the Fed said about simultaneous dirty bomb attacks on sports stadiums. They said it in 2003 and 2004 during the religious services of the National Football League, during the national religion. And so, I mean, this is so ridiculous, what they do, how they operate. And I'm sure by the time they're done with it, Limbaugh will probably say, I'm the one that issued it or something. You know, they're the ones on TV saying, we'll use the plane crashing in for the election of the Lydell, and it'll reconjure 9/11. And then we report on that, and Limbaugh turns it around and says, we said it, when the headline says Fox News said it. So I shouldn't joke around. I'll give the neocon operatives... I'll give them too much of an idea. Who's up first here, Colwise? Levi in Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
A while back, you mentioned something on your show about making graffiti stencils, and I thought that was a pretty good idea, except for I didn't want to get in trouble, basically. So what I've been doing...
Well, no, I mean, you can graffiti stencil your own shirt. You can graffiti stencil your own...
That's actually what I've been doing. I've been doing it on T-shirts. I just go to Kmart and buy those packs of, like, white T-shirts.
Oh, were you the guy yesterday that posted on the MySpace?
Yeah, yeah.
The photos of you stenciling? Great.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do another one that's going to be a two-layer one of you with a bullhorn. It's going to say InfoWars underneath that, and I'm going to send you a few of those.
Well, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted to ask you permission formally here. Like, I'm giving them out for free.
You don't have to ask my permission for anything. We're in a war of survival here. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. And by the way, the spray painting on the T-shirts with a stencil gives it a great gorilla look.
It does. People do like it. And actually, I've tried washing them a couple of times, and it stays on there as long as you use flat black paint and you don't overdo it. It stays on there really good and everything. So, and I'm just giving them out for free. So.
Well, I don't care if you sell them.
Well, it's easier to get rid of them when I give them out for free.
No, I understand. I just if you do that forever, which I've done before, you'll
exhaust your
resources.
It spends a lot of money, yeah. But I don't know. I have fun doing it. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I have time to do it. My son thinks it's neat, so I've just been having fun with it. And I thought I would put the idea out there. Anybody else wants to bite off me, I won't be
well,
mad.
Again, there's a million things I'd like to do. My instant messenger was crashing last night, and it was like 1:30, so I just went home and went to bed. But I was looking at your post, trying to send it to my webmasters, so in the morning they could grab your pictures and put your blurb on the website.
Huh.
It never happened because I never did it. But, no, I appreciate what you did. Thank you.
No problem, and you have my permission to do whatever you want with any pictures I put on your site.
Well, thank you, sir.
No problem, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for holding to tell us that, Levi. We're going to come back and jam a few more calls in. Then I want to air this chilling clip. And it's Senator Patrick Leahy, the Judiciary Committee ranking member, and he's talking to the number two at the Department of Justice under Alberto Gonzalez. And the Deputy Attorney General says Bush is never wrong. He is the law. And it just shows the pure precept. Unitary executive, it is the antithesis, it is the anti-U.S., it is the 180-degree polar opposite of our country. It is a bottomless pit of maggots.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 on this live Thursday edition. Let's go right back to your calls quickly. David in Texas, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to point out some things to the public out there. How the New World Order has given us hints. Remember when they did the show, The Lone Gunman, where they showed the first episode with the trade towers?
Yes, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control while claiming terrorists are on board to fly it to the World Trade Center so they can launch martial law in the U.S. and attack Afghanistan, and the government's running drills to confuse NORAD so NORAD will stand down. You mean the exact same thing that happened being on the show months before, and then when the star of the show, Dean Haglund, shows up, literally calls the day before and says, I'm coming to meet you, and he comes on air and says the CIA planted those stories on them. Oh, yeah, I know all about it.
Well, I have two other shows that I think are doing the same exact thing. Jericho, about where the entire United States is hit by atomic bombs, and this one small town survives, and they're about to have go into a martial law, and the military is coming in next week, next week's episode. And in the show Heroes on another channel, there's these everyday, average, normal people that somehow come together like we are, and they fight to stop something drastic that happens in New York, which is an atomic explosion, which is 5 weeks in the future. So I think that, and also the right at your door about the dirty bombs, these are all clues right there in front of us, just like...
But I mean, it's more than that. The two new Fox shows, and they've already got three others going. In fact, it was in Reuters. Where's the headline? Reuters. Everyone's a terrorist or working for the government on Fox. And it says Fox has ordered a pilot for a drama called Suspicion, which centers on a woman who has become a reluctant heroine when she discovers her boyfriend is a terrorist. The script comes from Emily Weitzel, a writer for ABC's new drama Brothers and Sisters. This is the second project about an ordinary person who becomes involved in matters of national security that Fox has picked up this week. The network is also developing an NSA Innocent, a drama about an everyday man who reluctantly finds himself caught up in a world of espionage. See, it's the illusion that spies and terrorists are everywhere. There aren't real terrorists outside of the government anywhere. And so then they change the definition to all crime, speaking out, anti-war, which Chertoff is now saying. Last Friday, we have confirmed it. We got the text. We can't find the video. Jim Fetzer is joining us in the last 30 minutes today to talk about it. He saw it. After the night after O'Reilly said that Fetzer might need to be arrested, the night after that happened, Hannity went on and said with his guest, and I quote, I've got it here in the stack, this is a paraphrase, that we are materially aiding Al-Qaeda by saying 9/11 is an inside job and we should be arrested as terrorists. Okay? And that's because we're beating their hind ends.
Yep. Well, also another suggestion would be that everybody email the Keith Oberlin video to everybody that never believed in us. I think that should be mass email to the world so that people see that it is mainstream. It isn't just, quote-unquote, us kooks, you know, because we do know what's going on.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in, David. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Nebraska. Scott, you're on the air.
Well, hello. First off, thank you very much, Alex, for giving so to all of us. I personally feel like you're helping me, and your words I repeat to my kids, my neighbors, and my friends the best I can. I'm just a parrot, but I try to pass
it
on.
Well, no, sir. I'm flattered, but please don't believe me. Just check it out for yourself.
Well, I'm calling you because I have very limited investigative abilities, and I'd heard a political ad that was run partially on shortwave, and it was a guy running for the Green Party in Vermont. I don't know his name.
Yeah, we've had him on the show, and I spoke with him in New York on the dais, and he plays the clip in the ad of Bush a month and 3 days ago in the Rose Garden trying to then claim that terrorists wanted to plant bombs in high buildings to trap the people. Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah. That was it. And plus, too, he said that the Twin Towers, the people in charge of security there, was the cousin and
yes,
the brother of George Bush.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the president. It was Neil Bush.
Oh, okay. But still, how exciting. And they.
Excuse me. Marvin Bush. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm no good with names. You are. But I just.
No, I was the wrong. I said it wrong. I was correcting myself.
No, I know that you were correcting yourself, but I guess the thing that got me the most was that they're screaming about all the different types of people that they want to call terrorists, but yet in the very house that got blown up, they were in charge of security.
And they were in charge of security at Boston Logan. The Bushes are, I mean, they own oil companies, they own shipping companies with triple hull tankers, I mean, ships that cost, you know, 80, 100, you know, just masses. I forget how much those ships cost. Some of them are like 800 million and stuff. I know it's just some ridiculous amount. One of them I looked up, they own, was worth like 400 and something million. I know a big cruise ship, even a medium sized one, is worth like, you know, hundreds of millions. They own everything. They own private prisons. They own it's just incredible. Real wealth is hidden. They own large parts of Latin American countries. They own part of Spain. They own huge Swiss bank accounts that have been reported on. BCCI, international banks that deal in chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapon systems. I mean, they're an absolute hardcore gangsters. I know it's dangerous to fight them, but it's more dangerous not to fight them. And they just, God help us. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, we played that clip a month ago when we first got it. We aired it again, was it Monday? And, yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to Coyote in Colorado.
What's up, Alex?
Doing a national radio show, my friend. What's up with you?
Well, I have a little information for you. It's on the fellow about a half an hour ago called and said that the possibility exists that H.R. 6166 is a pocket veto bill, and it is not law. And I want to give you Well, chapter and verse that says if everything he said is correct, it is not law. And that can be found in the U.S. Constitution at Article 1, Section 7, Clause 2.
Let me write that down. Article 1.
Section 7.
Clause 2.
And let me read it to you. It's very short. If any bill shall not be returned by the president within 10 days, Sundays excepted, after it shall have been presented to him, the same shall be law. In like manner, as if he had signed it, unless the Congress, by their adjournment, prevents its return, in which case it shall not be law.
Well, I'm going to get Paul Watson on this right now. Article 1,
Sounds
Section
cool.
7, Clause
2.
2.
And whatever you do, don't lose the passion, my friend. You are waking up people.
Well, I'm trying my best, but it's just this is really exciting news. You know, I've read the Constitution. I've read the Bill of Rights many, many times. But I was not aware. I mean, I knew that there was a time limit. I didn't know. But again, remember about 5 months ago, Bush signed a spending bill that didn't pass?
Yeah.
So we're going to make a big deal out of this.
You know, the interesting thing, Alex, is that if this is the case, you know, the fact that he signed it, even after it had run its time limit, I think a lot of it has to do with whether or not Congress, adjourned before the 10 days. And I'm not really sure. I haven't been following
Yeah, they
that.
Did adjourn the Friday. They finally passed it. And it was 2 weeks and 4 days. So that's 18 days, as the caller said. They're right. He probably did it for the president. It's like he signed a bill that didn't pass to just say, I'm God Emperor. He signed this, I guess, and he'll watch it enforced to set this precedent. Thank you for the call.
All right, man.
You bet. Thank you. Great point. Please call back again, Coyote. I wanted to get him off because I wanted to play this clip. This is the Deputy Attorney General saying Bush is God Emperor. Here it is.
Obviously, the court's decision does not call into question our ability to hold detainees.
Not my question. The president said very specifically, and he said it to our European allies, he's waiting for the Supreme Court decision, and that tell him whether he was supposed to close Guantanamo or not after he said it upheld his position on Guantanamo. In effect, it actually said neither. Where did he get that impression?
Well,
the president's not a lawyer. You are. The Justice Department advised him. Did you give him such a cockamamie idea or what?
Well, I try not to give anybody cockamamie ideas. And
where did you get the idea?
The Hamden decision, Senator, does implicitly recognize that we're in a war, that the president's war powers were triggered by the attacks on the country, and that law of war paradigm applies. That's what the whole case was about.
I don't think the president was talking about the nuances of a law of war paradigm. He was saying this was going to tell him whether he could keep Guantanamo open or not after what he said. It said he could.
Well, it's
was the president right or was he wrong?
It's under the law of war.
Was the president right or was he wrong?
The president is always right.
Well, you may have even heard both some Republicans and Democrats say that there's been a few mistakes made here. One of the things we tend to forget is that 9/11 did happen on this administration's watch, and a lot of the mistakes that were made before are still being made.
So there you have it, number two, Department of Justice. The psychopathic attorney general writing memos saying that children can be tortured, and then his designant saying we can crush them. Crush the little children's body parts. And here they are, little simpering criminals. They're hardcore crooks. You understand? Hardcore criminals have hijacked the government. They're in control. They're openly giggling and laughing at us. They've got our police and our government brainwashed. A lot of them are starting to wake up. But I want to see you on the streets. I want to hear you speaking out. And the big thing holding us back is the phony churches telling everybody to lay down. They're not Christian. And the phony neocons on radio who just make it all a big joke. It is not a joke. These neocons won't deny the open borders. They won't deny North American Union. They won't deny Bush's anti-gun. They'll just say it's good. They'll say, so what? All they want to do is, like 15 top neocon talk show hosts went to the White House and openly got marching orders? I mean, it's just, they're a pack of criminals.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Me want Berkey water filter. Me like Berkey water with cookie.
How does a bizarre impersonation of Cookie Monster make it on air here, ladies and gentlemen? I was making fun of the funny new ads that Jim Shepard, my good friend, produced for Berkey Water because the one guy cutting the ads at the end sounds like the Cookie Monster. I mean, no, I even know him. He's a good guy. It's like Berkey Water Filter. It's like one step away from being Cookie Monster. And so Scott running the show was basically betting me I wouldn't go on air and act like Cookie Monster. And, you know, somebody bets me to go run and jump off a cliff, I guess I will. No, I'm joking. My check's in the mail now. In fact, I will now, you know, I've done an imitation of a New World Order spider. I could do, I can do this interview for the next 3 or 4 minutes with Debbie Morrow before Professor Jim Fetzer joins us. I've been wanting to get him on all week concerning how they called for him to be basically tracked and followed by the FBI and arrested. But let's just do the interview in Cookie Monster mode now.
Debbie Morrow, why should I drink filtered water from Berkey? Why not tap water? Cookie,
We love cookie. We love cookie with Berkey water, Alex.
Man, we've descended into insanity. You know what? We got to have some fun here with all the bad stuff that's happening.
Oh, you are a perfect Cookie Monster.
B is for Berkey is good enough for me. B is for Berkey is good enough for B. B is for Berkey is good enough for me, because B starts with Berkey.
All right, I'm going to stop while I'm way behind.
Okay.
Just, Debbie, tell us about the filters, please.
Well, Berkey water filters are the best that you can get, especially in any situation, so give me a call. And they go great with cookies. They go great with spaghetti, beef stew.
Cookie? Did you say cookie?
All right, stop. Oh, my
stop
God.
Stop it, Alex. No.
All right. Seriously, okay. Made in America, discounted price, support the broadcast. Your phone should blow off the wall. People should give them as gifts so they love their loved ones. I'm telling you, folks, that you need to have it.
We're only a few weeks from Thanksgiving, and you definitely want to have Berkey water before you have your families over for your big Thanksgiving meals. So call me at 1-888-803-4438.
I'm not going to do the number in Cookie Monster's voice. You go ahead and do it again.
Okay, it's 1-888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, which is spelled BerkeyWater.com. And I have a great cookie recipe that'll go right along with your Berkey. Give me a call, and I'll give you the recipe.
And Debbie, this was not a setup. You know, you were coming on the show today, and I just had this little Cookie Monster idea during the break. And, well, because I'm a few, cards short of a full deck here, I went ahead and did it.
Well, I'm glad you did. It was a pleasant surprise, Alex.
Well, Debbie, well, thank you for saying I'm not completely nuts. But, I mean, on a serious note, this is high quality made in America, and they get a free gift, a free sports bottle that cleans the water for when you're out and about, or potassium iodate to protect you from a radiological event if it occurs, or a sheltering-in-place DVD film showing you how to make your house safe from chemical, biological, if there is an attack, or radiological release. A lot of important info you guys have gotten. We love you to death. Folks should give you a call at 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want, and then it's an Alex Jones special. Whatever system you're getting, you'll get a big discount. Or call her, and she can answer all your questions. You can also order via Infowars.com. Again, that number, 888-803-4438. Debbie, always good to talk to you.
Alex, it's always great to talk to you, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners. Have a great day.
Watch out. Cookie Monster may call you.
Well, I hope Mr. Snuffleupagus calls me.
How does he talk?
I love Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh, hi, Debbie. How you doing? Is that
yeah,
him?
That's how he is, and I just love him because nobody could see him.
Yeah, kind of like the Bill of Rights. Nobody can see it anymore. It's very elusive.
That's it.
All right. Well, I really do. Or Bin Laden. Bin Laden's hiding with Snuffleupagus. Yeah,
that's right. He's hiding with Mr. Snuffleupagus somewhere.
All right. Take care.
All right. Love you. Bye.
You know what I think? I think Cookie's Al Qaeda. Cookie Monster. Now, I don't let my children watch much TV, but maybe once a week we'll let them watch one of those Sesame Streets and. They like it when I do the Cookie Monster imitation, okay? And they really like it when I actually get a cookie or something and act like I'm Cookie Monster. Because I kind of look like Cookie Monster. It's been on him blue fur all over me, but... All right, now we've really, really done it. Let's just... Hey, why stop? You know, why stop? I will come back and do the rest of the broadcast in the personage, in the... full mantle of Cookie Monster, top Al-Qaeda operative. I mean, he's as real as Bin Laden is, so why not? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Welcome, my friends. We've got two segments left. We'll try to jam a few calls in here in the final segment after this one. I've been wanting to get him on the last few days. He is Jim Fetzer. He's one of the founders and the head honcho over at scholarsfor911truth.org, ST911.org. And Jim, of course, is a former Marine Corps officer. He has edited and published a score of books, an expert on black ops squads, secret government, Kennedy assassination, and he's really been doing a great job exposing 9/11 as a self-inflicted wound carried out by criminal elements of the military-industrial complex. Rush Limbaugh last Thursday, before he attacked me by name, said that this new evil liberal press are traitors and need to be arrested. And that was actually picked up by some of the Media Matters and other people. And then he went into myself and others, and for the rest of the hour listed all the different evil groups. Of course, I'm not liberal. I don't believe in the left-right system. I believe in liberty versus tyranny. I'm a populist constitutionalist. You can use whatever term you want, a libertarian, Christian, whatever. I just want freedom. I want due process. I want to fight oppression. I don't like the global crime syndicates that own both parties. And I have had a lot of people call for my arrest. Laura Ingraham has said I need to be arrested, and I work for Al-Qaeda. A lot of slanderous, libelous stuff, but I don't care. I mean, I'm not worrying about attacks on myself because the information is bulletproof. I'm not bulletproof. I'm flesh and blood, and flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, as Johnny Cash said. So I'm laying it on the line. just because I hate these scumbag bullies, and I know I'm going to be a lot safer, my family's going to be a lot better on down the road, and your family, if we do stand up against this, and there can be no doubt now that we are entering hardcore real tyranny, the real thing. And we just played the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, saying Bush, everything he says is true, he's never wrong, he's above the law, he is the emperor. Bush lied in his signing statement saying, give people fair trials, there is no torture. No, it changes the definition of torture up until, you know, serious organ failure and death, and if they die by accident, it's okay. It says, if you don't have total allegiance to this criminal government, you're a terrorist. If you damage property, you're a terrorist. I mean, go read it. I've read the bill. I've written the analysis. And it's so bad, I can't believe it. Keith Olbermann's covered it. 9 of the 10 Bill of Rights gone. And I disagree with Olbermann. It attacks the First Amendment as well. It's worse than he's saying, much worse. The other thing I disagree with Olbermann on is saying that, you know, it's Bush doing it all. Bush is a puppet for these international crime interests, these global corporations, the oil companies, the defense contractors, and they love it. If Bush goes down, they can just blame it all on him and keep going. No, it's system-wide. But Jim Fetzer was then on with O'Reilly. We've got the clip we'll play later. And O'Reilly bragged about how he had an innocent professor arrested who later was found totally not guilty. He'd given money to a charity that gave money to a charity that gave money to the Palestinians, and that's in this new bill, by the way. They've been declaring this before they even got the bill passed, this new power. And O'Reilly bragged. It was O'Reilly on national TV that said, I think you should be arrested. I think you're probably a terrorist. The FBI, you know, following the orders of a high-level operative, and there's no doubt O'Reilly is an actual operative, with all the fake news and the rest of it we've read about him, and he fits it like a, you know, hand in glove, said that, well, I put the FBI on this other professor, and I think they ought to follow you and that nut, and you ought to be looked at as traitors. No, you're the traitor, you piece of trash, O'Reilly. You pervert who they leverage and no doubt blackmail. You're the un-American piece of filth that when callers disagree with you, you do have caller ID, and you have Fox Security call them up and threaten them. That's racketeering. And I challenge that cowardly piece of trash to ever have me on, because I won't sit there and take it. I'll clean his clock. He doesn't intimidate me. But Fetzer has a lot of nerve repeatedly to go on and have it dished out on him just to be able to give out his website. Professor Fetzer, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You're doing a great job on Keith. You and he agree that the First Amendment has been vitiated. It's the third, he said, the only one that remains, which is the right not to have soldiers lodged in your home.
But we already have it where the government taxes us for it, so it's the same thing. That was a form of taxation. A quartering of troops was a form of taxation, so we really do have it.
If you view it that way, Alex, there are none of the amendments that remain standing.
Well, a lot of constitutional scholars look at it as still having the chance of a draft, having the economic draft, having the stop-loss program, having the fact of the, you know, direct taxes to have to pay for the military, which we didn't do before then. That is really a quartering.
According to O'Reilly, Alex, we hate this country because we place a higher loyalty on the Constitution and the United States than we do on the president and vice president who happen to occupy those offices temporarily.
And then you pointed out that you were a Marine Corps officer and didn't appreciate him calling you an American-hating traitor. He just said, oh, you disgraced the Marine Corps. No, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff using our troops like toilet paper is a disgrace to the Marine Corps.
What has stunned me most recently, Alex, is that yesterday in the New York Times, the author said, it also strips the federal courts of jurisdiction to hear petitions from non-citizens for writs of habeas corpus. She doesn't seem to understand that this applies to all American citizens. And even worse, in an editorial in the New York Times today, it says, in the next to last paragraph, the law does not apply to American citizens. But that's ridiculous. As you well know, in the very first definition, in the very first paragraph, it defines unlawful enemy combatant as meaning, number one, a person who is engaged in hostilities or who has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States or its co-belligerents, who is not a lawful enemy combatant, including a person who is part of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or associated forces. I got the understanding of where they were going Friday night when, after O'Reilly reiterated his criticisms of me and Kevin Barrett and implicitly you and everyone else who's standing up for 9/11 truth, on Hannity and Combs, where a slick young guy whose name I think is Jeff Lowry had a conversation with a so-called terrorist expert. And Lowry was saying, aren't these 9/11 critics offering support to Al-Qaeda, and the terrorists said yes, that they were serving as recruitment instruments for the terrorists and that they were providing them with material support. I knew then, Alex, where they were going and how it fit into the context
yeah, good
of
luck.
This law.
Good luck. Go ahead and try to kill us. Go ahead and try to arrest us and watch everybody turn against you, you terrorist. And let me add this. If you go to subsection 4B of 26 of section 950V, it says that if you don't have total allegiance, and it's clearly talking about a U.S. citizen here, to the government, you can be secretly grabbed and disappeared. All the scholars have looked at this, constitutional scholars, L.A. Times, New York Times, Associated Press, Yale Law scholars. They've all said it affects U.S. citizens. In past papers written by the president, they've said they can strip citizens of their citizenship simply by an order of the president, secretary of defense, or their designates. And so at first they were admitting it was for citizens. Now they're worried about repeal. Now they're worried because people are upset about this. So just like with Patriot Act, they're going, no, no, it doesn't affect non-terror. It doesn't affect citizens. And then once we forget about it, they'll announce that it does, just like they did with the Patriot Act.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Alex. It's a bait and switch, just as a propaganda technique, because right there the law reads very clearly.
Have you heard the new news? And I'm checking this in the Constitution. It is indeed true. Article 1, Section 7, Clause 2, sign that within 10 days of Congress adjourning. H.R. 6166, that it's not law and it's a pocket veto. This is not even law, but 5 months ago he signed a $2.3 billion spending package that hadn't even passed. So I guess he's setting a precedent there, too.
Alex, is that right, that he didn't sign it within 10 days of
yes.
Congress adjourning? That would be fascinating.
That's the intel we're getting right now.
Because my understanding has always been that these laws, you know, if he doesn't sign them, became effective automatically even without a signature.
That's if Congress is in session.
That's interesting as all hell.
Well, we have it confirmed, and a listener pointed it out. The Constitution does indeed say this. I checked it during a break. But Congress claimed they adjourned 2.5 weeks ago on that Friday, but maybe they really didn't. I got to find out.
You know, Alex, I think we may have these latest poll results, which I'm sure you've been discussing, may indicate that we've actually won the info war on 9/11.
Yeah, why don't you tell folks about that?
Well, here we have polls from the New York Times and CBS, very reliable, responding to the question, do you think members of the Bush administration are telling the truth, or mostly telling the truth but hiding something, or are they mostly lying? 28% said mostly lying. Hiding something, 53%. Telling the truth, 16%. That's a pretty miserable small number, Alex, for those who actually think the government's 9/11 Commission report is true.
Well, I have another one here. In fact, I have that in my stack. Where is that? That 16% believe Congress is doing a good job. I guess it's a 16% that believe the moon is made out of cheese. They'll buy anything.
I think these are stunning numbers, Alex. I think they really mean we've turned the corner. Let me mention something, by the way, that I think is terribly important, which has to do with voting. We know, the problem of these electronic voting machines, and there's a big story in the papers these days saying how chaos is being created because these machines are turning up late, how they've changed the law. Everything's, a jumble. Nobody knows how it's going to work. In every state where there is no paper trail, it's very important for the residents of districts to conduct their own exit polling. There are different ways they could do it, but they ought to get together a representative of the Democrats, the Republicans, and a minority party, maybe the Libertarians. So there are three of them who can keep a total account as voters leave to ensure whether or not there's a correspondence between the tabulated vote and the actual cast vote.
You can go right down to that precinct and show a pattern. And we've had exit polls in 2004 showing in some cases Kerry winning by as much as 10%, but then Bush winning by 3% at those very precincts. That's impossible. Well, there is fraud going on.
Hey, in many European and Eastern European nations, Alex, they use the exit poll to determine who won or lost and merely use the tabulated total as a form of verification.
Exactly. Oh, but we've got to not trust the Mexican elections or the European elections, but oh, let's trust ours when they're the most fraudulent on the planet. Listen to this. New York Times, you just mentioned this, new laws and machines may spell voting woes. So Bush gets a $6-plus billion package passed to pay states and county clerks to put in these fraudulent machines where you can't look under the hood, where they're designed for fraud. There's a, what, nine felons working high level at Diebold, felons programming them, their own engineers going public saying they were hired to run frauds. I mean, this is all plain view hidden in plain view. And it goes on. So they put these in, and now they say, oh, contrary to it being better, it's going to be much worse. When they say it's going to be a big screw-up, they mean they're going to be stealing the election right in front of us. And that's why Karl Rove has said no matter what happens, they're going to still maintain control of the House and Senate.
You know, Alex, this is so consistent with the Bush family policy of OPM, they call it, other people's money. Here they never invest their own money. They always invest other people's money and then cream off the profits for themselves. Here they're using the American taxpayers' money to purchase these electronic voting machines that are owned and controlled by companies with close ties to the Bush administration in order to steal our most precious birthright, namely our right to vote as American citizens and have our vote counted.
Here's the good news. 3-4 years ago, you talked about election fraud. People would look at you like you were nuts. Now in major polls, 90%+ believe there's a scam, believe they're having their votes stolen, don't like these machines. But the government just says, you know what? You can go to Hades. We don't care. It stays in.
No, it's a form of electronic tyranny. It's unbelievable. And, of course, you know, even with this law passed, Alex, he still reserves that right to impose his own signing statements as to what it means. So even if it had exempted American citizens, he could rewrite it in his signing statement
that
covers American citizens.
I was writing an article a few days ago, and I looked up the latest number. Do you know, as of last week, how many signing statements he's put on bills?
Got to be close to 1,000.
It is over 900 as of today.
That's just stunning. I mean, he's presuming unto himself the functions of the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive. I mean, this is creating an American dictatorship before our very eyes.
And, folks, what do you think from somebody who will carry out 9/11? They're not going to stop. You know, I expect them to pull something any day now, or it could be next year. It could be before the next election. Who knows? But I don't think we've seen the end of them staging terror.
Well, it's also the case, Alex, that a huge naval flotilla is headed for the eastern Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf and will arrive on the 21st of October. And there's a lot of speculation that they may use an anti-ship missile feigned to be Iranian to attack one of them. We have our oldest nuclear carrier, the Enterprise, there. And the suggestion has been made that just as the Twin Towers were white elephants and far outdated, so too the Enterprise might be sacrificed for the sake of initiating another war against Iran.
Yeah, that would be so obvious, but that is their favorite, to blow up the Lusitania or blow up the Maine or blow up the Liberty or claim that destroyers were attacked for Tonkin.
You know, Alex, you say it's obvious, but it's only obvious to the Americans who think things through. Most of those who only read the headlines never get past the first paragraph, and they are easily taken in, and this administration has done it over and over and over again.
Well, I agree with you. Let me shift gears for a moment, and we'll come back and take a final call or two, Professor Fetzer, and I want to get your take on what you think is going to happen in the future. I interviewed Jesse Ventura. Did you ever see that interview?
I never did, though I heard a bit about it.
Yeah, well, if you just type Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones interview into Google, you'll get it. And at the end, we bring up Kurt Weldon, they're now setting him up for Able Danger. We brought up what happened to Minnesota's senator and the book that you helped publish on that. Yeah, Wellstone. And, man, he was real nice about 9/11 and Northwoods and Inside Job. He said he knew you. He got mad, started a little bit of profanity whenever we said that it was clear that he was killed. I wonder, I mean, you know Ventura. Why do you think he got so upset?
Well, it's very strange, Alex, because when he was governor, he came up to Duluth and he had me on his Friday radio show for 45 minutes talking about my work on JFK. When he was on MSNBC, his TV show, he had me on his TV show talking about JFK. When he was a fellow at the Kennedy School back at Harvard, he had me back to give a lecture on JFK. So Jesse's generally been very supportive. I don't know, unless he feels as though he had a responsibility to investigate it and doesn't want to admit what I think we have established far beyond a reasonable doubt.
Oh, yeah. He acted really upset and acted really, I mean, you could tell. It was like, me thinks you protest too much, when it was just mentioned. And that's a really good take on it. And, you know, he told me, he said he's given up. America's now a fascist state. He's also said that in the press. And he said he's left probably for good to Mexico.
Well, it may be. His appearance is certainly borderline bizarre, but, you know, I've always liked Jesse and held him in high esteem. This is, to me, a singularly disappointing event.
Yeah, I think he's scared. I really do.
Hard to believe it, Alex, because the guy's so strong and is so much his own man, but it may be true.
Well, I saw fear in his eyes when I brought up 9/11 and when I brought up Wellstone.
Yeah. Very disturbing.
I wonder how people give in to fear. It's so horrible to be gripped by it. Why not just say we don't care and just live? I mean, folks, people think it's courage. I don't even think courage is a real word. Not being afraid is the only way to go. Who cares?
Yeah, as Shakespeare put it, a coward dies a thousand deaths. A brave man only tastes of death but once.
I just don't understand it. I mean, fear is a horrible feeling. Shake it off, folks. I mean, people think it's some great attribute to not be afraid. It's easier to not be afraid. It's easier just to get it on. Yeah, we got terrorists running the country. Yeah, they might kill some of us. They might arrest Fetzer and torture the living daylights out of him and torture me and have us on TV saying we're Al-Qaeda. But so what? We'll be right back. Final segment.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
ST911.org is the website. Got a link to it up on Infowars.com. He's got a big link up there on his site to Terror Storm. Please go to the top of PrisonPlanet.com. We are in the top 100 and steadily climbing. They've deleted our stats at least twice to keep us out of the top 100. We're going to make them do it with everybody watching this time if they try it again. Why is it important? Millions of people a day look at the Google top 100. And this is a way to reach millions of people a day with Terror Storm. This is military, folks. This is an info war. We're fighting for the Republic. It's on her knees. You know, she is on her knees. This is serious. So please go get Terror Storm for free on Google Video. Take the link off the top of PrisonPlanet.com. It's the highest res. It's the one that's in the top 100. Give it to everybody. Don't stop. I want to take a final call or two with Jim Fetzer. But, Jim, I mean, seriously, do we have words to describe how critical a juncture in history we're at right now?
Oh, Alex, in my lifetime, I've never seen a more important election than right now. I mean, this one-party rule has proven to be a disaster. The Democrats have turned out to be spineless wimps. The Republicans represent massive corruptions, more wars, more tax cuts for the rich. It's completely disgusting, and it should be very clear and obvious to every American. As long as we can get the votes counted, Alex, I'm confident there's going to be a revolutionary change. We're going to reconstitute Congress and get this country back on the right track.
Absolutely. And then we've got and the good thing is when I go to events now, you know, people will go, yay, Hillary or something, and all the Democrats at World Can't Wait go, boo. You know, now the left has woken up that the left is controlled as well. And so for the first time, we're seeing paradigm shift where it's getting back to basic constitutional issues.
Yeah. I think that's right. I mean, this administration got so far in subverting the Constitution, but, you know, Keith Olbermann's concerns, like your concerns, are that not enough Americans have figured out what's going on, Alex. We got to keep hammering them over the head with it.
Exactly. Two final calls. Ralph in New York, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? What's happening, man?
Nothing much. What's on your mind?
I just want to ask you a question. You just mentioned topics on habeas corpus and mentioned due process and all that. I mean, I live in public housing, man. You know what I'm saying? I live here in New York, man. And
there's no due process,
you know,
is there?
Yeah, you know, well, I got to be honest with you, man. I mean, I'm an African-American person. I'm a black person. You know what I'm saying? I live in public housing every day. I mean, it's like a concentration camp, and the prison system living among public housing. All right? You know, people don't see that because, you know, we experience it every day by cops racial profiling us, knocking on our doors, searching our apartments. You know what I'm saying? And they do this every day, you know, where we live at. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing new what you're saying.
And the courts have ruled they can't do that, but I have Clinton's quote from 94.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's happening in our communities because they don't see that because they only focus on what's going on among rural America. But look at the inner cities where people are my descent living in. You know what I'm saying? I respect what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I got your video, Terror Storm, and you make a lot of topics what you're saying. And I respect what you're doing.
No, sir, I understand.
You know what I'm saying,
brother? Sir, we talk all the time about how the rights have been gone for
right.
a while. Now they're just being open about it.
Right.
I really appreciate your call. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. I mean, yeah, Professor Fetzer, I mean, this tyranny's been growing for a while. It's just coming to a big, scrofulous head right now.
These people have been looting the national treasury, our national resources, our national parks. It's across the board, Alex. They're trying to wring all the money out of us they possibly can and then turn us into this non-United States entity called the North American Union.
That's it. Let's take a call from Tom.
Catastrophe.
You're right. Tom in California. 40 seconds. Hit us.
Hey, I got two things. One, I want to ask you if you still stand by your predictions that there'll be a 90% chance of bone-shattering attacks.
Yes, and if we didn't get the word out. Yes, if we didn't get the word out. I wrote up my prediction over and over, and I said they would launch terror attacks. I saw the same signals I saw before 9/11. If we didn't get the word out. We have gotten the word out to a great extent. 84% don't believe the story. We're winning. Hey, Professor Fetzer, thank you.
Oh, Alex, thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
God bless, folks.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.